Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My friends call me Bubba. From the Houston metro area down here in Texas in a little town named Alvin. I wrote you back a while back, but I'm not sure if you got it, about something that happened to me as a kid. It has stuck with me throughout my adult life. I'm now 40. But I've reached out to some paranormal people, you know, darkness, live sci-fi, etc. Just trying to get some information or some thoughts on what I saw when I was a child. You know, I've been afraid that it's gonna pop up again. And there's times that I'll have dreams about me dying in my dreams, and I go back to the house that I lived in when I saw this thing. Let me take you back about, 33 years or so. We were living in Temple, Texas. There were some weird things going on around the house. Some smaller things that led up to something big. Like, there was a night we saw, my sister and I were sharing a bedroom, and my dad's boat was outside our window, and we saw a shadow person in it. They're always, you know, at night, I could always hear voices, like whispering in the living room. There was a night where I saw what I thought was a couple of little red lights, and they were getting bigger and bigger, and I realized that they were eyeballs, you know, red eyes. And I screamed for my parents. The hall light came on, they disappeared. Another thing was my mom. She was always telling my dad that when he wasn't home, she would hear voices. And she would think she heard something tapping on the walls and stuff. And he thought she was going insane. Something that I'll never forget is my sister, my dad, and I were in the garage. And we heard what sounded like glass breaking. We were in the living room, and my mom was sitting there just staring out into space, rocking back and forth. She had a big shard of glass in her hand. She had broken her favorite cup that she would drink out of. It was a Smurfs cup that I had given her for Mother's Day. And she slipped both wrists, and she was just sitting there staring. And it wasn't until we got her out of the house that she came to. Mr. and Mrs. Bruschi, my mom died in 2014. Unfortunately, I'm the one that found her body. She was dead in her apartment. Her heart had given out. She died on her bathroom floor. But until the day she died, she couldn't tell you what happened. She said she was sitting there. She was watching something on TV. She was laughing. And then the next thing she knows, she was at the hospital. My mom wouldn't lie to me about that, you know. My mom was very open with me, and if she knew why she did it, she would have told me. Anyway, there was another event where I was playing with a puppy that my parents had got me. And my parents came to the living room. They saw me playing and petting my puppy, and they asked me what I was doing, and I told them I was playing with my puppy. And they told me that that was impossible, And I said, why? And they said, we didn't tell you, but we buried your puppy this morning. He died of parvo. But I saw that puppy. That puppy was barking. My sister even came in the living room and asked if we had gotten a new puppy. But my parents acted like it couldn't, you know, like they didn't hear anything. So here we go. This is the thing that I'm would like some information about. Oh, one more thing. I don't know if insects and stuff have anything to do with demonic entities, but my mom kept our house immaculately clean. And we always had bunches of houseflies. We always had bunches of roaches. And we always had big, like, barn rats. I mean, the rats were so bad that we had a smell in our living room. We didn't know what it was from. My dad flipped a cushion on the couch, and there was a flat rat. Apparently, it had gotten under one of the cushions, and one of us had sat on it. I mean, that's just not your typical infestation. And for a house that was totally clean, I never understood that. Anyway, my mom asked me one day during the summer to go get something out of my room. Now, to get to my room, because my sister and I had changed rooms. We had switched rooms. You had to go down the hall and make a 90-degree right turn. The door right before I got to my door at the end of the hall was my parents' room. So I'm walking, and I glance in my parents' room, and their door was open. There was a very pale-looking woman standing right outside their closet. And she had what I told my parents was a long neck. It looked like a neck that had been stretched. She looked up and saw me and started talking to something. And I looked, and sitting on the end of my parents' bed was, I don't even know how to describe it. It looked to be very tall. It had like, I know this is going to sound very weird, but it had like, it looked like it had black skin with like red lines down its face, you know. And it looked like it had horns. And on Darkness Radio, the guy jokingly said I had seen Darth Maul. That's the best way, and that's probably a good description of him, his the way his face kind of looked. But he reached out his arm, and he had long, bony fingers, and like almost like claws on the end where his fingernails should be. And it's like he motioned for the door to shut. And that door slammed shut with him, you know, like somebody was really put some force behind it. Now me, I was standing here watching this, and I couldn't move. It was like I was stuck. I wanted to move, but I couldn't. I couldn't scream. I couldn't do nothing. As soon as that door slammed, I was able to move again. And I went and I told my mama. I was like, Mama, Mama. You know, and I told her what I saw, and she told me I was crazy or whatever. So she went. She goes, I'm going to go look. So I was begging her, I mean pleading, crying, please Mama, don't go in there, don't go in there, they're going to get you Mama. And she opened up the door, and I could not believe what I saw, but there was nothing there. So she's like, see, I told you. And I'm like, Mama, it was there, I promise you. And where he had been sitting on the bed, though, you know, my mom was really, you know, when she made the bed, you could bounce a damn quarter off of it. You know, it was so stiff. But where he'd been sitting, you could tell that somebody had been sitting on the edge of the bed. But that didn't seem to bother my mom. So she told me that the door just shut itself. And I asked her how. And she said, it was a draft from the wind. And I told her, Mama, how can it be a draft from the wind? There are no windows open. No doors got opened. And the air conditioner's running. And it, at that point in time, we had a window unit, so it's not like the central air kicked on and did something. Anyway, never any answers for it. It wasn't until I was about, it was about 10 years ago, I guess. Yeah, I'd say about 10. By the way, all this happened probably between the years of 1982 and 1985. But about 10 years ago, so probably a good 21, 22 years after this happened, we found out some information. My dad never divulged this to my mom, because my mom's always been a believer in ghosts and stuff. Well, we found out that a woman named Paula, which was ironic because that was also my mother's name, she had hung herself and killed herself in my parents' bedroom closet. The same closet that that long-necked woman was standing right outside of when I saw that happen all those years ago. My mom had no idea about this. And as soon as she heard, I don't know how her and dad got on the subject, but somehow it came out. She called me right away. You know, my mom and I had always been close, you know. That's actually how I found her body. You know, it wasn't unusual for her not to, for people not to hear from her for 3 or 4 days. But the day after Father's Day, my dad called and asked if I'd heard from my mom. And I told her no, And he's like, well, we haven't heard from her for about 3 days. And I'm like, okay. Then I got a cold chill because I realized it was the day after Father's Day. My mom always called me on Father's Day. This particular time, she didn't. And when I went to her apartment and got in, it was really quiet. And I smelled decaying meat, I thought. And it might have been, I don't know. I thought maybe she left something on the stove. Or some bones in the trash or something. But she was laying on her bathroom floor, eyes wide open, glazed over. Anyway, my point being that, you know, I still have dreams about this thing from time to time. Where I die, or where I'm back in the house and I see this thing and he looks at me with these jagged teeth and smiles and says, I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for the day that you're no longer on this earth, because you can finally come home. And I almost died from meningitis a couple years ago. I mean, I was close. The doctor told my wife if she hadn't got me there that night, that by the morning I probably would have been dead. And I saw this thing. I know I saw him in my hospital room one night. I even got the, you know, they even had to come give me something to sedate me because I was freaking out. And they claimed it was because of the brain damage from the fever from the meningitis, because they were going to have to drill holes in my skull to relieve the pressure. And they said that it had done some damage. But I would just like some feedback, you know. Even if some of the viewers have seen this thing or know something about it. You know, knowledge is power, and I have none. I just know that this thing is going to, you know, I feel like it's going to get me. And I really need some help, you know, figuring out what it is. You know, I do a little ghost hunting and stuff like that, but I mean, I have no idea what this thing is. And, you know, I'm 40 years old, and, you know, I'm getting closer and closer to not being here anymore, and this thing scares me to death. So if y'all can figure, you know, if y'all have any ideas, please let me know. I appreciate it. Thank you in advance. Love your show. Great job. You know, it's really a good source for people to get their, you know, get their stories out there without feeling judged or, you know, like they're crazy. Anyway, love you guys and your show. Take care.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com. or patreon.com/realghoststories.